Dellingpole, Nigel and Donald drop a Brexit bombshell. By James Dellingpole on November 1, 2019. British politics just got exciting again. There was a boring interlude yesterday, lasting all of about 10 minutes, when it seemed that after five or so years of Brexit high drama, the British political scene had once more become reassuringly dull. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, finally, had got his general election. Many of Parliament's wreckers and loonies, led by Speaker John Bercow, had disappeared into the sunset. Now all that remained was for the Conservatives to win with a whopping majority, kick Jeremy Corbyn and his rabid Marxists into the dustbin of history, deliver Brexit and leave all of us to live happily ever after. Then this morning Nigel Farage, with a little help from his American chum Donald, dropped his bombshell. The Brexit Party isn't going to go down without a fight. It isn't going to concede the field to the Conservatives. No, what Boris is promising definitely isn't Brexit. So unless he changes his withdrawal agreement and forms some kind of loose alliance, then the Brexit Party is going to contend every seat in the coming election, potentially splitting the leave vote and exposing Britain to the double horror of no Brexit and Jeremy Corbyn Prime Minister. It's big, it's bold, and I like it. Whether it's actually a sensible plan or not, I really couldn't say. But I can see why, from Farage's perspective, it makes sense. First, timing. It follows on from his incredible scoop on his LBC radio show yesterday evening. Possibly the greatest scoop any talk radio show has managed ever. When the president of the USA just happened to drop by as his phone-in guest. Not only that, big favors, I imagine, were being called in here. But President Trump made it clear that his preference was for some kind of Boris Johnson/Nigel Farage pact. And that furthermore, in his, Trump's, opinion, the withdrawal agreement now being promoted by Boris Johnson is not conducive to the very special trade deal that President Trump has been promising his British chums. Trump, in other words, has weighed in on the most divisive point in the current Brexit debate. Is or isn't what Boris has negotiated real Brexit? And come out on the side of Farage, who said that Boris's deal is about 95% of Theresa May's thrice-rejected turd of a withdrawal agreement. Second, Farage has big bollocks. Well, one, technically, but the point stands. Instead of throwing in his cards, which is what a less feisty player would do at this point in the game, he is doubling down. As a fellow reckless risk-taker, and also as a political journalist who wants exciting stuff to write about, I applaud his style here. As you can see from the second poll, from a local election, the Labour vote has collapsed, which might tempt the Conservatives to think that they can well survive this general election without having to make any deals with the Brexit Party. What Farage and the Brexit Party are saying is, don't count us out of the equation just yet. We still carry roughly 10% of the vote and we could make things really unpleasant for you. And I'm glad the Brexit Party are in there still fighting the fight. I agree with a lot of their policies announced today. The slimming down of the grotesquely bloated House of Lords, and its unrepresentative excess of Lib Dems and of shysters who, frankly, ought to be in prison rather than in ermine. Reform of Tony Blair's anti-democratic, politically correct, un-British, and blatantly pro-Remain Supreme Court. Reform of the monstrously corrupt postal voting system. Also, if it increases the likelihood of a no-deal Brexit, then I am well up for that too. This election is the opportunity of a lifetime for Britain to throw off the shackles of their politically correct liberal elite which has held it in thrall for so long, and to create once more a nation fit for the heroes most of us are, because we're British, damn it, and it's in our blood. Go Brexit Party. Go Nigel Farage. I just hope your gamble, and it is a bloody massive gamble, pays off. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.